Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Spy Among Friends, Kim Philby and the Great Betrayal by Ben Macintyre is a narrative history of one of the most damaging intelligence penetrations of the Cold War, centered on Harold Kim Philby, a senior British officer who secretly served the Soviet Union. The book explores how a charming, witty, clubbable insider became both a celebrated professional and a catastrophic traitor. Macintyre frames the story through relationships as much as through tradecraft, especially Philby's friendships with fellow officers and confidants who vouched for him even as evidence accumulated. The book follows the rise of British intelligence after World War II, the close and sometimes uneasy partnership with American agencies, and the atmosphere of secrecy that made accountability difficult. It also examines the cultural assumptions of class, loyalty, and gentlemanly trust that helped Philby evade sustained scrutiny. The result is a vivid account of betrayal, denial, and institutional self-protection, with consequences that rippled through lives, operations, and alliances for decades. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building the perfect insider class, charm, and cover. And one of the book's central themes is how Philby was able to construct an identity that made suspicion feel almost impolite. Macintyre shows a world in which background mattered, the right schools, the right accent, and the right social ease could substitute for hard verification. Philby mastered the signals that marked him as safe and familiar. He cultivated an image of competence, humor, and discretion, and he fit naturally into the networks where careers advanced through recommendation and trust. This social architecture became part of his operational cover because colleagues interpreted his behavior through the lens of shared culture rather than objective risk. The book also highlights how institutions sometimes confuse personal likability with reliability. Philby was not merely hiding in the shadows, he was moving comfortably at the center of the room. That position granted him access to sensitive planning, liaison relationships, and internal assessments. Macintyre connects this to a broader lesson about insider threats. The most dangerous infiltrators are often those who appear least threatening, because their social acceptance dampens the impulse to question, audit, and verify. Secondly, friendship as a weapon: loyalty, denial, and emotional leverage. Macintyre emphasizes that the tragedy of the Philby case is inseparable from friendship. The betrayal did not land only on governments and agencies, it landed on people who felt they knew him. Philby used intimacy and familiarity as tools, shaping conversations, projecting candor, and offering just enough reassurance to keep allies close. The book explores how friends and colleagues became buffers between Philby and formal suspicion, advocating for him in meetings, interpreting evidence in his favor, and discouraging aggressive investigation. This dynamic reveals how emotional commitments can distort judgment, especially in professions built on secrecy, where definitive proof is hard to obtain. The narrative shows that once trust is extended, reversing it carries social cost. Accusing a friend can feel like disloyalty, and institutions often mirror that discomfort. Macintyre portrays denial not simply as incompetence, but as a psychological defense, a way for individuals and organizations to protect their self-image as good judges of character. The Philby story becomes a study in how loyalty can be exploited, how doubt can be managed through charm and partial admissions, and how relationships can become operational assets for a skilled deceiver. Thirdly, tradecraft and misdirection: how an agent survives suspicion. Beyond personality and class, the book explores the practical mechanics that enabled Philby's long survival. Macintyre describes a world of compartmentation, coded communication, and the careful management of what each person knows. In that environment, an insider can do immense damage while leaving limited traces, because the system itself is designed to conceal. Philby understood bureaucratic rhythms and used them to his advantage, anticipating inquiries, influencing narratives, and steering attention away from the most dangerous details. The story illustrates how investigations can be undermined by incomplete files, interagency rivalries, and the desire to protect sources and methods, which can limit transparency even inside government. It also highlights how small procedural weaknesses multiply delayed follow-ups. Over-reliance on personal references and reluctance to confront contradictions allow doubt to dissipate. Philby benefited from the fog of intelligence work, where outcomes are uncertain and failures can be attributed to bad luck or enemy skill. Macintyre uses these episodes to show that tradecraft is not only about secret messages or dead drops. It is also about manipulating perceptions, shaping institutional memory, and exploiting the gaps between suspicion, proof, and action. Fourthly, operational fallout: compromised missions and broken lives. A major topic in the book is the real-world impact of Philby's espionage. Macintyre links betrayal to consequences that extend far beyond abstract notions of national security. When plans, identities, and strategies are exposed, people can be arrested, turned, or killed, and networks painstakingly built over years can collapse overnight. The book traces how compromised information distorted Western assessments and undermined operations during a tense era when miscalculation carried enormous risk. It also shows how the damage spread through careers and reputations. Those who trusted Philby found themselves blamed, sidelined, or haunted by doubt about their own judgment. The cumulative effect is a sense of cascading harm, where a single well-placed mole can force agencies to abandon projects, distrust partners, and second-guess valid intelligence because the pipeline might be tainted. Massentire also presents the moral dimension betrayal is not only strategic, it is personal. The story reminds readers that intelligence work relies on human beings making commitments under pressure, often with limited protection. By connecting Philby's actions to ruined operations and shaken lives, the book underscores why counterintelligence failures are measured not just in secrets lost but in human cost. Lastly, Institutional Lessons: Accountability, Culture, and the Myth of the Gentleman Spy, Massentire uses the Philby affair to critique the institutional culture that allowed it to persist. The book challenges the romantic image of the gentleman spy, suggesting that nostalgia and self-mythology can make organizations less capable of self-correction. In an environment that prizes discretion and clubbability, accountability can be treated as vulgar and tough questions can be postponed to preserve harmony. The narrative shows how agencies can become trapped between protecting reputations and confronting uncomfortable truths, especially when admitting error would damage public confidence or political standing. It also explores the complications of the Anglo-American intelligence relationship, where trust is essential but also risky, and where one partner's security practices can become another partner's vulnerability. The Philby case becomes an argument for rigorous vetting, continuous evaluation, and systems that reduce dependence on personal assurances. Massentire also highlights the importance of dissent and structured skepticism. When contrarian voices are marginalized, warning signs are reframed as misunderstandings. The book ultimately suggests that intelligence institutions need cultures that can tolerate suspicion without becoming paranoid, and that can separate friendship from clearance, charm from verification, and tradition from effective counterintelligence. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers interested in Cold War history, intelligence, and counterintelligence, and the human psychology of deception. It will also appeal to anyone who likes true stories told with the momentum of a thriller, because Massentire focuses on character, relationships, and consequence rather than dry organizational charts. The benefits go beyond historical knowledge. By showing how Philby exploited trust, status, and social comfort, the book offers durable insights into modern life, how we evaluate credibility, how groups protect their own narratives, and how loyalty can cloud risk assessment in workplaces and institutions. Readers come away more alert to the difference between confidence and proof, and more aware of how systems can be hardened against insider threats without losing humanity. Compared with similar espionage books, it stands out for its emphasis on friendship and betrayal as the engines of the story, making the case emotionally intelligible as well as strategically important. Massentire's clear storytelling and focus on cultural context help explain not only what happened, but why so many smart people kept getting it wrong. That combination makes it a worthwhile purchase for history shelves and leadership-minded readers alike. If you would like to support Ben Massentire, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.